Please recognize Representative Denny, CCR, for House Bill 1155.
Clerk will read.
CCR to House Bill 1155 by Miller of the House and Johnson of the Senate, an act relating to the Oklahoma Commission for Teacher Preparation.
Representative Denny, you're recognized to explain your conference committee report.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, the conference committee report for House Bill 1155 is for the Oklahoma Commission for Teacher Prep. They have a 7% cut.
Members, you've heard the explanation of the CCR. Will there be questions? Representative Reynolds, you're recognized for a question on the conference committee report.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Denny, I see that they have, under the category total, $12,873,290. What is that?
What page are you on?
Page 2, top.
That is for professional development of teachers and administrators. That's their fund that they use for professional development.
Representative Reynolds for a follow-up.
Thank you. And where do they get those funds?
They get those funds from teachers and school districts that pay for professional development.
Representative Reynolds for a question.
Has that amount been cut?
Not to my knowledge.
Representative Reynolds for a follow-up.
Thank you. So this agency, when we say they have a 7% cut, they really have no 7% cut at all. They have more like a 0.7% cut, because most of the money, 90% of their money, is coming from fees that they're charging other state agencies, and that hasn't been cut at all.
Well, I see your logic in here, but my logic is that what we appropriate them from the state capital from here has been cut 7%.
Representative Reynolds?
Representative Denny, I agree. The appropriated amount has been cut 7%, but really this agency hasn't been hurt at all. They haven't got cut to the bone. They've got cut virtually nothing in terms of the money that they receive to operate their agency, have they?
Well, it's, as I said just a minute ago, it is unknown to me whether they have cut what they're charging school districts and teachers for these professional developments. That's not known to me. But what we're appropriating out of this building has been cut 7%.
Representative Reynolds will allow for one more question, and then we're going to move into debate. You're recognized
Thank
for
you.
A question.
Thank you. So do you have the figures as to how they arrive at that $12 million? Do you know what that number was last year or before we before we vote on this? Is there some way for us to know so that we might decide, gosh, we could cut them another $1 million and that would really amount to their 7% cut?
Well, unfortunately, I don't have those figures. I could get them for you. I don't think I could get them for you before you vote, unfortunately, because this is what they do out of their office.
Representative Morgan?
But I'll get it for you if you'd like.
For a question?
Mr. Speaker, it may be a series. Representative Denny, were you aware of the fact that there's a $5 million line item in that because the teacher prep has applied for a $5 million grant? If they're successful in getting that, this is the only mechanism by which they could spend that money if they were successful in obtaining that $5 million grant, and that's part of where the $12 million would come from?
Thank you for that. Thank you for sharing that.
Representative Morgan for a follow-up.
Wasn't sure also if you were aware that there's almost a $2 million cut of 7% over last year's budget in this also.
Thank you for sharing that, Representative Morgan.
Representative Bands for a question. He waves. Representative Wesselhoft for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Denny, is there anything that constrains us from using some of this $12 million to either supplement or pay for this agency?
I would have to look at Constitution for that, but at this time, this was a budget agreement that was arrived by three parts, so at this time, I think it might be a little late for that.
Seeing no additional questions, Representative Denny moves adoption of the CCR. Will there be debate? Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, all those in favor say aye. All opposed say nay. The ayes have it. The CCR is adopted. Fourth reading of the bill.
House Bill 1155 by Miller of the House and Johnson of the Senate, an act relating to the Oklahoma Commission for Teacher Preparation.
Representative Denny moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, the question before the House is, shall the bill pass? Clerk will activate the machine. Sergeants will announce roll call in the hall. Roll call is in progress. Representative Jett votes aye. Representative Sanders votes aye. Representative Morgan votes aye. Representative Kiesel votes aye. Representative McCaffrey votes aye. Representative Hoskin votes no. Representative Kiesel votes no. Representative Pittman votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change their vote, the chair is preparing to close. Representative Holland. Representative Blackwell. Representative Nations. Representative Reniger. Declare the vote.
84 aye, 13 nay.
Having received a majority of those elected to and constituting the House, I declare the bill to have passed. Representative Diddy now asks that the vote on the bill be the vote on the emergency. Without objection, that will be the order. Declare the vote.
84 aye, 13 nay.
Having received two-thirds vote of those elected to and constituting the House, I declare the emergency to have passed. Madam Floor Leader.